92-year-old Tensie Johnson and her daughters Vicky and Michelle drop by StoryCorps to reminisce about old times. Overwhelmed with laughter, they discuss the lively experiences they share living in Bayou La Batre, which has resulted in a blessed journey for the three women.
What did you do to pass the time in Bayou La Batre? What did you and Daddy like to do?
Fishing. Oh, we don't want to go there.
No, you don't.
We don't have time. Don't have time to tell you the story. That boat never left the dock that we didn't have a crisis.
I know. The phone would ring and Jimmy said, aren't they out on the boat? And I said, yeah. He said, don't answer it. Don't answer it. He called us one Sunday. And we went down. Jimmy said, I got to go. They're down there where they were stuck in the marsh. The boat was sitting up on a... Jimmy said, oh, no. We're going to get this boat out. You know, and every time they went fishing, I worked at the lighthouse, Kendall. He told me, he said, I knew your parents were out on the water. I said, how did you know? He said, because I could hear them out there. You sorry blah, 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 you know, just a hollering all over the place. And
cousin,
everybody said, I think that's Tensie and Herbert out there in the boat.
Yeah, but he was so hard-headed.
Yeah.
He wouldn't, if I told him not to do something, I said, Herbert, look, if you're going in this direction, I said, you've got to go by the pilings and stay on this side because you'll get stuck. He said, I ain't going to pay no attention to that. We didn't get about 5 feet, and we got stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
We sat there for a long time. Mm-hmm. Honey, he put that thing in that, and he started, and I got mud all over me.
His favorite thing to do with Mama is she'd be up there. Probably, I'm surprised she don't have a broke back, because he would just throw it in the mud. He'd wait till she stood up to pull up the anchor, and he'd throw it in gear and throw her back.
And another time... We were out there, and he did the same thing. He got stuck again. And when he did, and he said, oh, my God, I got a big one this time. I said, what is it? He said, I don't know. He said, but, boy, it's a big one because it's really pulling this string. I said, oh, my God, what is it? Guess what? He was pulling the plug out of the boat, and we were sitting up in water.
The funniest one, too, that one, would they were going over the bridge and pulling the boat, and Herbert's just driving. Well, the boat comes up beside the car, and Herbert said, oh, look, there's somebody's boat. Mama said, you dumb, but that's our boat. And it came up beside the car, and it broke loose.
Honey, we could just keep on. You don't have time. You don't have time.
How did you keep from sinking the boat when he pulled the plug out with the hook?
He said, I'm going to keep full...
Throttle
head. So he gave me, boy, that's how we got out, and the water started coming out.
Yeah, and their blessing of the fleets, Herbert was in charge of the blessing of the fleets, and they went out on that boat.
It was a shrimping boat, right?
Right. We was over here in a boat, and we heard somebody holler, there's a woman overboard. There's a woman. And naturally, Jimmy says, probably your mother, or it's probably Neva. And she was over.
She fell overboard, and here comes the...
Mama said she came straight up and had her glasses on.
She was still laughing.
Was alcohol involved?
No.
Yeah.
You know that boat.
Yeah.
Little leaves until it had that beer on it.
Yeah. Been a long journey, Mom.
Oh, boy.
Long journey.
It has. It's been a long.
But you're still kicking.
And anybody says let's, I'll say go.
That's right.
Yes. I'm glad you made it this long, Mom.
Me too. We're happy you're here.
I'm
we're blessed,
I'm
as they say.
Proud
we're blessed.
To be aboard.
That's right.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.